watching Straight for Paddock. Welcome back to our review of the decade. I'm joined by Jay from Full Time Devils and Stephen Howson once again. Today we are going to be looking, and this is a bit of a controversial one, this is going to be our worst moment of the decade. Man United's worst moments of the decade. You've got a few in your head. Look how sad he is.
Is this a 5-hour epic?
It's going to be very quick, actually.
Say the David Moyes era?
Well, there you go. You can go first, Jay, on this one. I've given Stephen the chance to go first before. It's your turn this time. Your worst moment of the decade.
I think that... You know what? My worst moment of the decade would be Anfield under Jose, his last game. Because, and I'll tell you why, I had a lot of high hopes for Jose. Me and you did a preview, didn't we? But I sort of spoke about it before he got here. And I was like, we finally got the manager that we wanted. We finally got the manager we need.
That's been private now, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I hope so. No, it will be, believe me, very shortly. I was sort of like, I believed in him. I did. And I thought he'd done enough in the first two seasons to sort of underline that belief and sort of not prove it, but give me some hope for the future that we could challenge again and we could win a title. And then obviously the wheels started coming off. And I defended him all the way through. And I'm not just saying this. I was in a beer cellar in town. I was doing an event with Chockey, if I just name drop now quickly. And I bumped in on my mate. The game was on after the event. And I bumped in on my mate who'd been very much Jose out. Man United youth, he's on Twitter. A lot of you probably know him. He'd been Jose out for about a year. And I'd always defended him. We'd done podcasts together and I stuck up for him. And I said to him, I can't defend this. I can't. I think they were getting down our left. He took the low off and brought on Fellaini, I think. It was almost like he said, you know, go on, Liverpool, you win this game. Mm. Like Jose just, there was no defending it. And it was just sickening because it was like, this isn't going to work with him. Like with Jose, you can say this isn't happening.
The players don't want to play for him. He's
doing things that make no fucking sense whatsoever. And I can't, you know, defend him. And some people go, oh, you're just saying that because it was his last game and he got sacked. Trust me, you know, we were done and you sort of got that feeling of this guy and United just ain't going to work.
And it was
horrible because I was convinced after Moyes, Van Gaal, Giggs for those brief period, he was the one for me that ticked all the boxes that we should have got in the first place and I still thought he got it in him. And I was convinced of that.
The one that had never failed before either. That's the thing, he'd never failed. Anywhere you could, you know, he'd always ended badly, but he'd never failed to win a league. He'd never failed to improve the team,
it was just another
example. Wasn't it? It was the bottom of the pit of it. Don't matter who we get, we're fucked. Like that, it had that feeling to it.
We've tried Ferguson Mark II with Moyes.
We've tried rebuilding it with youngsters and a new style of play with Van Gaal. We've tried. You know what? We'll just win some trophies and we'll win the league again with Mourinho. None of it's working. It was such a horrible feeling.
It was, mate, and it was like and there with the scout. You know, the scouts is jubilant. And it's like, and you could almost sense it as well with them. There, you know, you look at their team. It's in the ascendancy. They've got a manager that many of us, including myself, you know, had sort of coveted a little bit. And said, after Fergie, Klopp could be a good way to go. And then you're looking at it thinking, oh, we're fucked.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I was like, there was no light at the end of the tunnel for me there. And even, and you know, you fast forward a little bit. Even when Ollie got appointed, I didn't think, well, Ollie's just going to win these next 12 games and everything's going to, you know, I'm going to start believing again. I just thought, as a club, we could be heading towards, you know, you get a little bit melodramatic, don't you?
Yeah.
But I'm old enough to remember when we first won the title, the Premier League in 93, my dad and his mates, and these were like old school hardened Reds who'd been following United for years, home and away, like in tears because they'd waited 26 years to see us win the title and they'd seen the Scousers win so many. And I remember I was only 13 thinking, get a grip.
Yeah.
But I thought, this could be it for us. This could be, you know, that you're that
26
sort of
years
despondent. You're thinking, this could be the end.
Well, we're 6 years.
Yeah, we're 6 years in. Exactly.
Soon be 10.
Exactly, mate. Don't, this is what I mean. And it was that sort of, it for me, it was my rock bottom as a United fan, probably in terms of football and everything. I just thought, we're fucking done.
And you, Stephen? This is nice, isn't it? This is a fun one. Look at us. We're fucking done. You pile some more misery on. What's your...
Sir Alex Ferguson leaving?
But go on.
There was an inevitability of that it was going to happen, but it also marked the end of my childhood. Okay, it happened...
when you were 30.
Just about. No, I was 29.
Oh, sorry.
The end of your childhood? I told you to stop hanging around with kids when you were 29.
But there was a couple of moments in United that marked, like, you're actually getting a bit old now. One was Fergie going.
Yeah.
And Fergie going marked the only other manager I'd ever seen pitch side.
Right.
So yeah. I was born in 83, but my first match was 1990. The only guy I'd ever seen sat in our side of the dugout was Fergie.
You're born in 83. Why wouldn't you go to watch United under Sexton?
Do you know what I mean?
What is wrong with you?
God, 2 years, part-time 2 years before.
Yeah. What is up with you?
Yeah. you know, Fergie was the only manager I'd ever known.
Right.
Another man in the dugout was so fucking bizarre. Yeah, so get, weird.
Yeah, stepdad, innit?
Yeah. And gigs retiring. Those things happened, you know, pretty much the same time. Just a year apart, but like those things might like I have to start being like a bloke now instead of being like
you haven't
it's
got
weird. when was 2013?
Yeah,
retired the year after.
Yeah, that was like a similar time as well for me.
Something
yeah.
I'd like to sort of put back to you. Obviously, you're kind of lumping it in with your own emotions of the. This is clearly a change in the guard and your childhood and all that sort of thing. But at the time, there was obviously a disappointment and a genuine sadness that Ferguson had left. But are you maybe kind of painting backwards with actually what's happened since?
Because fucking I remember, cried in the stadium when it happened.
No, I know it was sad and it was genuinely sad. But there were
in public.
I remember there being optimism. I remember there being optimism with Moyes. I remember.
I don't know what you mean.
I thought it was.
You won't catch any videos of me and Steve being positive about David.
Basically, we were basically promised and suggested that this was the next Ferguson. He's Scottish. He's come through. He's done well with the team. That's
no,
a
I
lesser
fucking
team.
Cried like a big manly tears. Yeah, I was fucking devoured.
Well, I think we're all devastated. But what I mean is, did it truly have the sort of?
Do you know what?
Deep
do you know what's easier?
And
if we'd have done the fucking worst moment of the previous decade. Pick them. We sacked Roy Keane, George Best died, and the fucking Glazers came.
Yeah.
That's a better one to go
into. It's weird, though, isn't it? Because then you sort of put those into perspective, and all those things are tragic and sad and whatever, but you say, you know, Roy Keane, we sacked him, but, you know, 3 years later, we were champions of Europe.
Mm.
You know, the Glazers took over again.
Oh, no, and
I'm not
previous
saying the Glazers ago was anything other than horrible, but, you know, we
and
still
also,
had moments of
and at the time, we didn't know exactly what it would be when the Glazers took over again.
Oh, yeah, I think we did.
Did you, though?
Yeah.
Well,
I all the pros
I think the only thing with the Glazers for me was we had that safety net of Fergie.
Yeah.
So I get where you're coming from, because I always felt that even though these guys are absolute knobheads and they're going to bleed my club dry, as long as Sir Alex is in that dugout, I'm confident we will challenge and win trophies because he's a managerial genius.
Cantona retired, we won a treble 2 years later.
That's what I mean.
Never saw that coming. Oh, Cantona ended me when he gone. Do you know what? Beckham leaving ended me because I never thought that'd happen either.
No.
Shocked me that.
No, that was.
Rocked me to my core.
We're talking the wrong decade.
Are we not missing the elephant in the room, though, for this decade?
Come on.
Do I have to be the one that has to say it out loud?
When we sold Butner?
Yes. Alexander Butner, right? Some that mob from down the road.
Oh, God.
Against QPR. We'd beaten QPR.
When we drew the league?
Yeah. Because.
I still can't. If that bit of commentary comes on the telly, I have to turn the telly off.
All right, mate.
I have to smash the telly off.
It makes me feel sick.
Honestly,
it makes me feel. Because, I remember I was upstairs in my room.
He shins out
in
the crowd, doesn't he? Fucking
mate, I mean, you know, I'm not accusing anyone of anything, right? I'm just saying.
Here we go. Joey Barton is a scumbag.
He's going to throw an allegedly.
I'm just
going to
say, right, there's allegedly, right. There was an article in the Evening News, I think a week before the game, where Neda Manua was saying how it would be wonderful if QPR stayed up and Manchester City won the league because he came through City's academy. QPR knew they'd stayed up, right? They knew they were safe. Right?
I love this conspiracy,
yeah?
By the way.
I'm just saying it didn't look like he put a lot of effort into those tackles that he was making. That's all I'm saying.
And also, the whole...
I'm just saying Joey Barton, like you say...
Yeah.
It didn't look necessary for him to get himself sent off.
But he's a fucking weapon.
But he is a weapon, but he doesn't go around kneeing people and booting people
and
all
also,
the time.
In the end of that game, when QPR take their last kickoff, he just boots it away, don't he?
The speed
they'd
at which they went from equaliser to winner.
They'd given up.
Right. I watched it in the March air in Ashton.
Right.
And for some reason, they thought it was a great idea to do City in one half of the pub on a screen, United in the other half of the pub on a screen.
That's
mayhem,
isn't
it? That's
like a
that's fucking mayhem, isn't it?
Yeah.
So our telly goes off, and how old was Jay?
What game finished?
Five.
Yeah, because Sky went from Sunderland to the Etihad because I was watching the Bishop's Blaze. I was reporting and cause I had to get the reaction. And obviously, we just thought it's done deal. They'll beat QPR and all this drama unfolds. And Sky went, it's finished here. Sunderland 1-0. We're going over to the Etihad, and as they went over to the Etihad, Aguero scored. Like, literally, a second later.
Jaden was five. That was horrendous. So that. I've got a five-year-old in here with me. Oh, and God. I'm... What's the word I'm looking for here?
Pretending to be a responsible adult.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah. Let's, so
that's the word.
Yeah, that'll fit what I was sort of aiming at. Anyway, so we got our big screen goes black. Right. There's a room full of reds.
All right.
And as ours went black, there was a cheer. Now, they was 2-1 down.
Right. Yeah, so it was 2-2.
2-2. You think, fuck.
Yeah.
And then it felt like 3 seconds. I think it was 60.
Yeah.
But it felt like 3 seconds, and it was another cheer, and they came into our room to celebrate, and I just fucking... I think I dragged Jaden just out, because he was already in the car park and everything, and it went off. Yeah. But I just left, because I knew that.
Yeah, you can't.
There's no way. We're going to sit there and it's be like, hey, didn't we all do well this year? No.
Manchester's a real winner here, folks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so the only reason that I wouldn't pick that moment is because...
Don't want to let him win something else.
No, yeah. I revert back to what I said earlier about the Glazers and the rest of it. As long as Sir Alex was in that dugout, I still felt confident we'd get our trophy back, as we used to say, and we did. And I didn't feel as quite deflated or despondent long-term-wise. Mm. Yes, it was a horrible moment, but I thought, you know what? I believe Fergie when he said, remember this and we'll get it back. Remember this day. And I thought, yeah, we will.
That but do you know what? You have to remember it because it fucking sucks. Because if not for a fucking shake and his plaything... They're fucking Wigan Athletic.
I know.
And Wigan Athletic don't win the Premier League.
No.
And that's our thing.
Yeah.
They win the FA Cup against City.
Yeah.
Right, so...
So mine was Ambiel, stick with the Scousers, losing to the Scousers. That moment of...
So Jose Mourinho.
We're over.
2019.
I'm going to say City win the league.
City win the league.
Yeah, mate.
It was 2018.
They took the fucking banner
down. Yeah, it was December 2018.
It was a year ago.
That's Adam's dad's banner.
Is it?
Just 43 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's Adam's dad's banner. I'm trying to get it put in here. Let's put it up there.
Again, I've got the deciding vote here, haven't I?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a tough one.
What was yours again?
City winning the league.
City winning the league, yeah, so...
I don't know, because...
Either way, you're going to have Scousers or City fans happy with it, so it's not...
It's a lose-lose.
And I'm not just doing this because he's my boss, but I'm going to have to go with Steve again. The way that we didn't think... Again, it's about expectations, isn't it? The way we didn't think we were going to win the league, and then... We'd basically won the league.
Did our job, didn't
they
we?
They were 2-0 down. What was it? 85 minutes or whatever. 2-1 down, sorry. And then you're just allowing yourself to have that hope and that we might do this. And then you're just checking it. And then that killer blow.
The real bad thing about it as well is because they were like, I've spoken to a few City fans and like City fans were fighting with each other when they were 2-1 down.
It was that bad.
They were losing it, so you can imagine how they'd have lost it.
Yeah. Because
it was like,
glorious,
we're never going to win everything, and fighting with each other, and all sorts of shit going on. And it was just like...
And, you know, we eventually drew it, so...
We just give
them one of our cups, because we got...
Well done, one of your greatest moments in history is beating a 10-man QPR team 3-2 at home. Congratulations.
But the way they made 93-20, I think...
Like no, it's lounge. All over the thing, isn't it?
They have a lounge called 93-20. Yeah. They have a podcast called 93-20. They're fucking... Mm. That's their moment. Winning a league. Did it draw your level with fucking...
It's nice of them, though.
Huddersfield
to acknowledge the first. Maybe. It's nice of them to acknowledge the first time we won the Premier League and how many titles we've won in their thing. That's the way I'm
I think that's it. A great way to end it. Right, thanks for joining us for that. Again, we're going to put a poll in the comments and we want to know your worst moment of the decade. We're going with... Man City winning the league in 2012, was it?
Yes, it was.
Right, we're going to be back as well over the Christmas period for one more. We're going to be doing our team of the decade, so be sure to tune in for that. Thanks very much for joining me once again.
If you've enjoyed it, sort of.
We'll see you next time.